Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It is 8:38, 67 degrees. A little bit rainy. A lot rainy. Okay, we can talk to a few of our people around here who have been coming in and giving us firsthand reports that it's still raining out there. Of course, you're listening to WRHI Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. You're listening to us on FM 100.1, AM 1340, and you're watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103. This Saturday, October the 21st, from 5:30 until 9 p.m., it's the Children Attention Home Home's third annual Deep in the Heart celebration. And we're so lucky to have Katie Motzinger from the Children's Attention Home in the studio this morning. Good morning to you, Katie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you look dry.
I managed to squeak in under a lighter rain.
Oh, there you go. You were misted as you came through.
That's right. Well, the good thing about this event on Saturday, it's rain or shine. The good thing, it's indoors.
Absolutely.
And this is great. This is a great event. It's back for its third year, and it's got a big cowboy fall theme to it. And kind of explain first a little bit about the night.
Yeah, so the event is, like you said, it's a Western-themed event. It's a lot of fun. Wear your cowboy boots, cowboy hat, get into the theme. It's good times. This year, we'll actually have live music with local artist Matt Tucker.
Woohoo!
We like him.
That's exciting.
Yeah, we were very excited to get him
Absolutely.
This year. And we'll have, just like we do, we have the past couple of years, we'll have a raffle and a silent auction. So the raffle is a lot of fun because we do it by item. So it's called a ticket auction raffle where you buy tickets like you do for any raffle. But we have them in tiers. So if you want to bid on maybe some like items that are like $50 to $200, buy tickets for that tier. $200 to $600, you buy tickets for that tier. Or $600 and above value, you buy tickets for that tier. And you can choose which items your tickets go towards. So if you want to put all your tickets in one pot for the smart TV that we have in the tier three, you can do that.
Yeah.
Wow. You got a smart TV. What other things do you have?
We have custom cabinetry from Not Yet Cabinet Works.
Wow.
We've got a stay at the Grand Dunes Marina Inn.
Nice.
We have, like I said, the smart TV. We've got, I'm trying to think what we've got, jewelry from Perry's Fine Jewelers. We've got a lot of different items.
Just so much.
Wide variety. It's all on our website too, Who's Given, and we're posting this week what a lot of the items are. So we've got some fun kid-friendly stuff too. So like going to the zoo or going to adventure down in Columbia, and doing some stuff around here, Daniel Stowe and the Culture and Heritage Museums, things like that.
That is great. I mean, it really is. The exciting thing about going to these events a lot of times is just to check out the silent auction items because they're really cool. And what's so great about the Children's Attention Home is a lot of the artwork some of the kids will do will be up for bid. And that's one of a kind. From the hands of these talented young people. I love it. And those things go like that. I mean, they go up on bid and they're gone before you even get the words out of your mouth.
And Katie, we have a lot of new families moving to York County all the time, the Tri-County area. For maybe someone listening today who doesn't really understand what the Children's Attention Home is all about, can you share with us what you do?
Absolutely. So the Children's Attention Home provides a safe and nurturing home for abused and neglected children. And we serve foster children ages birth to 21 from across the state. And we also serve homeless teens ages 16 to 21 in York and surrounding counties. We recently started our homeless teen program in February, but we've been in existence serving kids since 1970. And when they come in, we obviously provide them with basic needs, food, clothing, and shelter, but it's much more than that. It's about a lot more than that. When a child comes in, they need more than food, clothing, and shelter to thrive. And so making sure that they have those basic needs met and giving them that stability is one thing, and giving them security. You give them that first, but then, you know, investing in their education, making sure academically they have what they need, making sure that developmentally, you know, that they're able to develop socially, making sure that they have opportunities. So going, and maybe they've never been part of organized sports before. Mm-hmm. So giving them the opportunity to be part of a soccer team or go horseback riding, or we take our kids to the beach every year for a beach trip. And we actually just took a group to Atlanta last weekend where they got to go and do a behind the scenes tour at CNN, which they got to ride like the biggest escalator.
Yes.
Ever. I thought it was the coolest thing.
Yeah. So cool. Listen, I'm an adult and I think it's the greatest thing. Can you imagine as a kid? I think it's a ride within the show.
Oh yeah. But it's it's really important to us that when they come in, they feel loved, they feel welcomed, and that they feel like they're a part of a family, that it's not just a placement. For particularly our foster children, you know, they'll bounce around between placements. And so when they come and stay with us, we want to make sure that they felt like they had a home when they were with us, and that when they leave us, they're leaving better off than when they started, than when they came to us.
That's great. And we're speaking with Katie Motzinger with the Children's Attention Home. And Katie, this is just a temporary thing for you, because what we hope will happen, they come to you, the family works out that dynamic, gets things repaired at home, and then the kid can come back into the family and they can move on in the right direction and with some help and guidance. That's what the ultimate hope is.
Yeah, the ultimate goal is reunification, always. Mm-hmm. Obviously, sometimes that doesn't work out, but the overarching goal is that the families can be reunified and that they can heal. You know, it's best if they can be together.
And just to see that since your beginning in 1970, the home has served over 7,500 children.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That just lets us know that, yes, this is happening. And yes, you are there, and why it's so vital for sponsors to mm-hmm. step up and get behind the effort to help these kids.
Yeah.
Help them recover.
And, you know, the event is a great way for people to come and kind of get their feet wet. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a great night out.
Yeah.
But, you know, during the event, we'll be talking about what we do, and you'll actually hear some stories from the kids themselves. So it's a fun night, but it's a great opportunity to learn a little bit more and maybe connect a little bit further with us. So maybe you want to volunteer. Maybe you just want to, you know, drop off some, donate some items. Maybe coming to this event is your way every year that you support. But it takes a whole community. It's not just us. It takes, quote unquote, takes a village.
Yeah.
You know, to raise these kids, and it's vitally important that we have the community support in that.
All right.
And I understand MC right over here.
Yeah, I'll be MC this smile with second year. I think it's a lot of fun.
Wonderful.
And so Matt Tucker will be there. It's this Saturday, October the 21st at the Ann Springs Close Greenway Adventure Center from 5:30 until 9. Check them out, theattentionhome.org. And it's the third annual Deep in the Heart celebration.
We also want to thank a couple of our sponsors. Our presenting sponsors are Polker Chemicals and Dr. John and Athena Chapel. So just want to give a big shout out to them and thank them for their support through this event.
Thank you so
Katie,
much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
perfect. All right, it is 8:45 on this Monday morning. We're looking at still 67 degrees. We've held tight for almost 2.5-3 hours at 67 degrees. It's still raining, folks.